Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Well, let's go.
Okay, go.
Your very first words, really get right in and bang them out.
Okay. All aboard the night train.
This is Sheffield Live.
No.
Yeah.
First volume, first slide of...
So professional.
First slide of Push of the Night, and it all went through.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Hello, good evening, and welcome.
We are on fire tonight.
Yes. It's 9 o'clock-ish. You're in tune to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. The chaotic sounds of the night train.
Yes.
Thanks, Andy, as always, for the last 2 hours of Weekend Breaks and Angry Kittens. Before that, Chris Welsh, was he on? Did you catch any?
No, I was out.
Okay, so we may or may not have had his show.
Sorry, Chris. I was out.
You're allowed to be out.
I'm allowed to be out.
Yeah,
okay.
You don't have to be locked into the radio all the time. Yes, so we're here for 2 hours. Excellent show tonight, if I do say so myself. Mainly because we've got a guest mix.
Hey.
So that means at least 30 minutes of music.
So like an England game. 90 minutes of tedium. 30 minutes of mild excitement.
Yes, I think that is the best way to describe it, yes. So, yes, we've got a guest mix coming up later from friend of the show, Sylvia. I think it's Sylvia Silvanus. I should have checked. I've now panicked that I've said her name wrong. Apologies. I'll definitely double check that. Probably be an angry email saying, you've said my name wrong. But that's coming up later. But before that, we're going to have some tunes that we pick.
Yes, which we did at the start there. That was a brand new release from Psych Magic. I Can't Go For That, which is on a new release, Undercover Lovers Volume 3. On 12-inch, you can get it on digital on Bandcamp as well for a bargain price. It's like £2 or something for two tracks.
That is good.
But that one is originally by a dude called Ron. Cue up the Ron special. real name. He's actually an Italian guy. Rosalino Salmari, I think. That one from 1983. Although, hearing the end there, it could be some sort of live cut. Just, I didn't realise there was a crowd outro.
Oh, yeah. It's
just I didn't get to that bit. It's just surprising. But yeah, he started out as an actor before moving into songwriting and music in the late 70s. Still performing live now, according to his Facebook page.
Oh, excellent. Catch him in a town near you.
Yeah, there's some great photos of him on his Discogs page as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Big fan of brown leather.
who isn't?
Man looks like a sofa.
Okay, right, we're going to play some music for a bit and try and cool down.
Daydreaming and I'm thinking of you. Nothing but a daydream. from the stellar regions of the soul. Say what? Dreaming. Baby, we can do it, take your time, do it right. I was hearing melodies and rhythms through the night. This was a dream, it felt real like a fight. What made it realer, J Dilla was there in the light. A movement was happening, H Brown was rapping, and Cool G and Polo talking about they back again. I seen Prince, he was time traveling through the Morris days and Gladys nights. Sheila E. reminded me about the glamorous life. Ali was telling me why he had to fight. The struggle, he never left so we could have our rights. Biggie and Prodigy told me to grab the mic. I was shook, now ain't no such thing. Cause when I touch dreams, they become things. As the sunbeam, I seen queens like Latifah, Shaka, as I daydream with Aretha. Dream. I was talking to Dr. King. He told me to dream in ways that the prophets dream, like the one he had when nobody could wake him, or Nelson Mandela when prison couldn't break him. Malcolm was in the window, he said assalamu alaikum, told Barack to rock the nation again. He got my nomination. The population in prison was labeled as forgiven. This was a God dream. Hip hop was our religion. Stevie's vision of ribbons in the sky. It's the good life we was living in the shy. Seen True Boy the Dove, he began to fly. Told him Paz and Mace, they lot will never die. Me and Yasin was holding rappers at bay. 1-2 checking like back in the day. That's when Dr. Angelo told me I should sing a cage bird with brave words for higher things. I got wings. I'm thinking of you. I was sitting by myself, that's what drinking to do. I was nice as I escaped the mean world. I'm telling you, you the supreme dream girl. If I could interpret the way Joseph did dreams, then everyone would be as close as it seems. Whether I'm with a woman or a microphone, Adele told me to dream but write my own.
Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello, we are back.
Yes. Well, that sounded like we got stuck in a bit of a loop there. That was, what do we reckon, 8 minutes of more or less the same sample?
It's no bad thing.
No, not at all. We've had worse themes.
Far, far, barrel scrapingly worse.
Yes, this is the Night Train on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, worldwide, sheffieldlive.org. Tune in radio app and a bunch of other places. So now this is the bit for new listeners, where we talk about what we've played. Listen, there might be...
You never know.
You never know.
So yeah, five songs there, starting out with a new one from Mr. Chop, or Chop as he's been known on this album. XYZ is a track on an album called Glass Cathedral, which is the 13th and final part or issue in the Madlib Invasion Library series. Now they've done a box set with them all in there, all 13 of them.
Oh, how much can I pick that up for?
£250 in the UK. No bargain.
Still cheaper though than that Selected Ambient Works 2.
True. The 4LP,
wooden box set.
True. But yeah, Mr. Chop, real name Coslittle. I think he is based in Liverpool, but I could be wrong, or from Liverpool. Runs his own eight studios with a sort of focus on vintage analog recording and processing equipment, and this album also features Kindred Spirit and previous collaborator Malcolm Cato on drums throughout.
Never get bored of Malcolm Cato on
That's
drums.
Right.
After that, we had the first two instrumentals. The first ones was the Diasonics with a track called Sirocco. That was released 2020 on Macambo Records. They're from Moscow, and on that 45, two dope sides of what they describe as Hazar funk. I quite enjoyed this. They blend infectious deep funk instrumentals, East European flavours, and psychedelic echoings.
Nice.
Yes, yes, and yes. Then, following on from the Diasonics was the Sirocco Brothers with Trail of Tears from 2022. Now, these are a bit of an anomaly. Nobody really knows much about them. It's just like two or three fellas that just make these kind of cosmic-y, dark, psychedelic-ish rockabilly tunes. I'm trying to find out anything about them. For ages, nobody knew who they were. Because what did it say on the Bear Family Record website? They don't tour, they don't do interviews, they just play. People have tried to get them to play gigs and stuff. They're like, nah, I'm not interested. So they just released like 45s and LPs on 10 inches. I'm going to send that one out to Ollie down south. He says he's tuned in while putting up some shelves. It's just dawned on me, it's quite late to be putting shelves up.
If you're next door to him and he's drilling in his walls.
Yeah, while Sirocco brothers are playing. We're going to be guilty by association. After that was one from 2016, one we played before, I think. Lukewarm. With Daydreaming. I'll be honest, it took me about an hour until I realised that was a pun.
Oh yeah.
Because I was like, oh, that's just Luke Vibert. Yes. And then I was like trying to find it, and it's Lukewarm and all these things. It's like, that's not helpful. And I was like, oh yeah, because Lukewarm is a thing. Snow flies on me. That was released 2016 on Instant Vibe. EP's called Instant Vibe on Blueberry Records. Send that one out to first of many birthday shout-outs tonight, actually, Vicky in Madrid. She's tuned in to finish off what could be a perfect day. So let's hope we keep the vibes going.
Oh, yeah. What a weekend. Yeah. What a way to top it out. And then out of that set was the Common and Pete Rock with Daydreaming, which is the third track, I think, to drop from the Auditorium Volume 1. Much anticipated. Forthcoming release on Loma Vista, due end of August.
Okay.
I believe
it was one of those when I saw they'd release stuff. My first thought is this could be terrible. I know that's bad, not because of who they are, just because you know, music and stuff has moved on.
Yeah, have you heard the Nazem premiere song?
Oh, I don't think I have. Is it not kicking?
Let's just say that the Common Pete Rock is a lot better.
That's good, I suppose. And well, at least that tune's confirmed, like you said. At least Pete Rock gets to say his name on it.
Yeah.
So we're excited about that. We're going to play a bit more music now. It is Davy Graham and Holly Gwynn.
Through the corridors of sleep, past shadows dark and deep, my mind dances and leaps in confusion. I don't know what is real, I can't touch what I feel, and I hide behind the shield of my illusion. So I continue to pretend my life will never end, and flowers never bend.
not sure at all, it's my reflection. I'm blinded by the light of God and truth and right, and I wander in the night without direction. So I continue to pretend my life will never end, and flowers never bend with rainfall.
Let me go. me that would kill ya.
This is the night train, plodding along till 11 o'clock. But the good news is, I've got the guest mix coming up, but more about that in a bit. You're going to want to know what you've just heard, I assume.
Confident.
As he frantically looks for notes. Okay, we kicked off with David Graham and Holly Gwynn.
Oh yeah, good spot.
With Flowers Never Bend in the Rainfall, which I think is a Paul Simon penned song. That was from the album Holly Kaleidoscope, released in 1970 on Decca. Apparently not one of his best, but one of my favourites on there. Possibly one of my favourites of all time, and that, featuring the voice of his then-wife, Holly on Back and Vokes. After that, right, this one, I couldn't place when this was, like, at all.
Okay, so this is a brand new EP.
What?
The group's called Wrong Way Up. They're a Melbourne-based duo. Full names, Emanuela Degary and ADP. They are channeling vintage Africa and disco, quirky synthesizers, 70s drum machines, paying homage to the likes of Francis Bebe, William Onyebor and the Lejardu Sisters. You can get that on Bandcamp. That track was called Secondhand Song, so if you pre-order, you can get that one now. Yeah, the EP is called Full Blast. It's coming out on Soundway end of the month.
I think what, after I looked at that, it just sent me, it's like, oh, Secondhand Songs. So it just sent me to secondhandsongs.com. Yeah. And then I was like, whoops, I've lost about an hour. After that, we had kind of disco mix. The African Brothers with One Big Family, into The Prophets with Warrior No Terrier. Yeah, so that was, I think that's Yabiyo on the production for that. It took me ages to find that African Brothers one, because the only thing I could find was the DJ cut, which is, I think, Terry Tuff is his name.
That is such a DJ name,
isn't it? And it wasn't the worst DJ cut, but I think we've covered this many times. I'm not the biggest fan. I can manage a bit.
Yeah.
Kind of. I enjoy it while I'm kind of hearing it live, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't, it kind of compliments the music well. And, you know, Chester's getting pummeled by the bass anyway, so a little bit of mid-range doesn't hurt. But 3 minutes of someone yelling, I'm not into it. Not that anybody asked. But... Right, so, supposed to be sending that one out to George on her birthday. She's not currently listening. She's listening to some white noise. That's because they've got the newborn, not because that's better than us.
Or is it?
Well, answers on a postcard.
It's
Let
a
us know.
Convenient excuse, isn't that's it? All I'll say.
The night train, not better than white noise. We put the call out on the internet for anyone who wanted to do some guest mixes, and... this one was one of the first ones that came back to us. This is what the long-suffering Alma would say would be one of our internet friends. So it's like, you're always talking on the internet to friends. I'm like, well, are they friends? They're friends of the show, let's say. This is a guest mix from French-born singer, songwriter, poetess, photographer, visual artist, one half of Tremorsphere, Sylvia Solanas. They do a... I think it's a monthly show. I was trying to find the link to it, but it's a monthly show. Bipolar Explorers, The Other Room, and that's on Tac Tent Radio. So, as always, I'd like to recommend other radio shows.
Yes.
Always got to get that box ticked. So she's put together this 30-minute mix of excellent music that we may or may not have played or may not have heard of.
So that's why we do this.
Exactly why we do it. It's not just to fill half an hour. Honestly. So we're going to let this one ride and be back in about half an hour-ish.